Senator Brown, a lot of news coming out of Olympia here within the last hour or so. What are you hearing about a budget agreement?
First of all, I wanted to say I am ecstatic. We have worked really long, really hard, have spent lots of late nights trying to pull this together. I believe with the governor's announcement earlier today that, yes, there is a budget that will be in place. I'm highly encouraged that we should be voting on that budget within the next day. And I really want to allay the public's concerns. I know that there's been a lot of scare tactics out there. Layoff notices have been sent out. And you know what? It is not our intention at all to shut the government down. We are doing everything we can to avoid that.
You mentioned scare tactics. And, of course, the governor has said over and over again it's more of a procedural thing. You know, if this was to happen, if a budget agreement wasn't reached, then, you know, they would have to have some back time factored in to get notices out to people. Maybe it's a little bit of both, scare tactics and protocol.
I will agree with you that protocol was required with regard to those notices, but we shouldn't have gotten to the point that we're at now. And that's what was particularly frustrating to me. You know, we tried to have meetings with all three corners and people would not show up at the meetings. Meetings would be scheduled for 9 o'clock at night. And again, people wouldn't show up. And it seemed like it was one delay after another. We really should have had this done weeks ago.
Do you feel that we got to the brink of a state government shutdown and then all of a sudden we have this budget deal that, you know, it was just the timing of it was such?
It's interesting to me how the facts reveal that when backs were up against the wall, something got done. You know, I come from the private sector. A deadline is a deadline to me. And when I call a meeting, people show up at the meeting or we are courteous enough to reschedule it, but we make sure that we get the job done.
Having said that, because of the way things played out this time around, you know, what do we do to avoid this in the future?
In the Senate, we had a bill that Senator Hill sponsored, and he's our chief budget writer, which would help to avert this type of a situation going forward. It would move the deadline up for the revenue forecast, and so that we would be able to handle some of the issues that are potentially out there and we can't figure out how to solve them until we have that budget forecast in our hands. So moving that deadline up is certainly going to help to avert this in the future.
Now, have you seen or heard of many of the particulars of the budget or is that still not yet to be released?
Well, you know, it's not yet released to the public. I've certainly been extremely involved in some of the negotiations and certainly in caucus. We've been talking about this long and hard. That's one of the reasons why we've all been camped out here because we've been trying to get this done. So today I'm very excited that we have a budget and now we can move the state forward.
With budget negotiations, you know, nobody's going to get the budget that they want.
You know, that's what this wonderful system is all about. Nobody ends up with exactly what they want. It's compromise, and that's how you get stuff done. Everybody ultimately needs to compromise.
Do you suppose a majority of lawmakers may not be happy with the final budget, but at least satisfied with it?
I believe that would be an absolutely accurate representation, yes.
Anything else that you wanted to add that we didn't cover?
Ed, I'm just thrilled that we are sitting here today talking about the fact that the budget deal is done.